I'm going to hand you over to Elspeth Lascoe. She's a few things she would like to say. Without Elspeth, this would not be happening. She does all the hard work with her other helpers behind the scene.
Good morning, boys and girls, teachers, invited guests, composers, musicians, and parents. If any parents have arrived today, you are more than welcome, and we are so pleased to see you today. I just want to welcome all of you. So if we could start with St. Monica's, welcome here today. Some of their pupils are out because they're the ones that are all dressed up. And there's a very interesting story here because we have a woman with us called Margaret Monaghan. Now, Margaret Monaghan is a retired school teacher. And Margaret Monaghan participated in the very first Scotus cantata, when it was just written by Father Sean Fitzgerald here and Monsignor Fitzpatrick and Stephen Smythe, who isn't here today. So it's strange, isn't it, how things link up? And then the other strange thing is that her daughter is actually the deputy head in St. Monica's. So there you go. It's a wide circle and we all meet up at some point. St. Martha's, where are you? Would you like to say hello? Shout back to me. Hi. Hi, this is a chance to stretch your voices. John Paul II, hi, how are you doing? Good, good. St. Bridget's? Only 8 of them, look, in the noise that they're making already. St. Ninian's, our dancers? Yes. And St. Paul's, taken across the back? Woo! Alexander Parade? Yes. St. Denis's? Golf Hill.
Hi.
Oh. St. Saviour's. Oh, we're getting a standing ovation from them. Our Lady of the Rosary.
Hi.
And Our Lady of the Missions.
Hi.
Yay. And to the students from Glasgow University, a big welcome to them. Hi. So have I missed anyone out? St. Anne's. Yeah. So I think we should just get started. Maybe we'll ask the Reverend David Sinclair if he would say hello to us, a little bit of a welcome, because this is his church. So he will put everything back into the nice calmness that we need now. Sing well, boys and girls.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I thought I was saying welcome in a wee bit further on, but I'll say it now. It's lovely to see you all. It's great to see all the buses coming up. And at the end, you all arrive kind of individually. Your buses bring you and you come in and the bus goes away. At the end, the buses all come back at once and it's fantastic out there. Nothing moves. And the whole area gets clogged up and it's wonderful. And I hide in case anyone blames me. But it's lovely to see you here, and it's great that we're going to hear this morning about John Duns Scotus, who was a man who didn't know about boundaries very much. And it's great for us to be reminded that boundaries are not what we think they are, whether they're national boundaries or church boundaries or any other kind of boundaries. We are the ones who can reach across them and make friends and influence people wherever we are and whatever we're doing. And I'm sure you're all going to do that in your future lives, but you can also do it now by joining together today. So thank you all very much for coming. It's great to have you here, and I'm looking forward to hearing you all through the morning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.